Hallo, Liebchen. Let's just let me get comfortable down here. I think this chair is a little too small for my hiney. I know, it is such a surprise. After all, my hiney is tiny. Yeah, I need to eat more and do more squats. So I can get more caked up. I don't know, the ghost says that sometimes people can hear him from the clap of his dummy thick cheeks. I think he's exaggerating, though. What do you think? Yeah, just a little? I hear you're having a rough time lately. I wish it were otherwise. You deserve to be able to relax and feel safe. Tell me about what's going on. I'm not a licensed psychologist or anything, but I am a good listener. Yeah? Wunderbar. Oh. Yeah. No, I get that. Sometimes when things like that happen, we regress to a safer time. Our minds go back to a more childlike state to protect us. Partially because, well, A, being a child, your brain doesn't process trauma the same way. It experiences it, but it cannot process it quite the same. I think this is done to protect your adult brain. Yeah. It's kind of ironic, though. Your adult brain is capable of processing the trauma you're undergoing, but to protect itself, it reverts back to a younger state. This is also likely because things were simpler. People, well, they shouldn't have been getting mad at you or mistreating you, but I know that some people's childhoods are not always safe places. Yeah. Sometimes trauma can also arrest development, forcing us back to that quote-unquote safer time. Yeah. Not quite a safer time for everyone. Sometimes childhood is very difficult, and it's not until we are adults that we recognize that. I'm sorry you had to go through all that. And I'm sorry you're going through all of this now. You really just, you need a break, don't you? No. Thoughts like that are difficult to get around. Everyone's brain is different. I could just tell you, hey, just drink a cup of coffee, have a Snickers, or a schnitzel. That works for me. But everyone has different coping mechanisms, different safe havens. Sometimes they can't always see the point. Sometimes what helped me, I know this might not be the same for you, but I've also been struggling a lot lately. I feel like I'm stuck in life, and every time I try to take some steps forward, something just slams into me and pushes me back. I can break down walls in the real world, but Life sometimes throws up walls that I can't break down. It is very frustrating. I wish I could say, you, wall, I'm going to break you down, because I have a bicycle helmet and I'm going to run into your head first. I've done that. Granted, it was a very flimsy wall. I don't recommend trying it for someone of your size. I did not just call you short. You are just, you know, short relatively compared to me. A lot of people are, to be fair. I think, like, Ghost and maybe Mace are the only people close to my height. Close-ish, yeah. God, I think he's like 6'6". He's massive. But anyways, yeah, walls are difficult to get through, and sometimes they feel impossible to get around. Sometimes you just feel like giving up. Sometimes you want to just stay in one safe place. Or sometimes you feel like really giving up. Just giving up on facing all the walls life puts in your path. And it's not your fault. It's not your fault at all for thinking like that. I could go into a whole neo-Marxist rant about how fucked society is because of late-stage capitalism making problems for everyone and superpowers launching shadow proxy wars and all kinds of bullshit. And how unethical and how awful the world is when you think about it. And they're kept in these safe little cocoons that prevent us from really seeing the horror of it all. It's not your fault your life is so hard. I want you to understand that. And yeah, that might be a little defeating. You might think, what's the point? If it's not my fault, I can't fix it. That's only half true. You can't fix everything in the world, but you can at least change your perspective. Stop focusing on how bad things are, and start looking for another way around that wall. Or maybe the path you were on wasn't right for you. The wall might be in front of you, but that's only one perspective. You can look to the left, look to the right, or even look behind you. Because when you turn around, that way is forward, and the wall is behind you now. Picking different paths, even when things are difficult, and you wanted to be on that path, sometimes can be the best option. You could see it as a sign from the universe saying, not this way. No matter how hard you wanted to go that way, sometimes certain paths just aren't meant for us. Sometimes you will look back and think, I wonder what my life could have been if I kept going that way. Other times you find something much better. Other times you just find something kind of shitty. You have to get through it anyways. But at least, if the world puts a swamp in your way, you can get through it. A swamp is a bit easier to get through than a wall. Don't get me wrong, it sucks getting through it, but it is passable. Yeah, I said passable, but I guess it is also possible. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with these metaphors to help you out, and I realize that it is not always going to be helpful. Sometimes you just want an easy answer. Your brain needs a quick result to help you out. During times like these, coping mechanisms are very good. Me? Oh, I've got terrible coping mechanisms. Eating. I'm trying to work on other coping mechanisms. Going for a walk, or doing some squats, or exercises, getting some energy out. And I recognize that sometimes when you're in that state, you simply don't have energy to get out. Sometimes you're simply in a bad place, and you're not able to get away from it. Yeah, believe me, I know what that's like. But what has helped me, though, I guess sometimes, has been helping other people through their own problems. When that happens for me, sometimes I'm like, I don't really care. I have my own shit to deal with. Other times, I find it a welcome distraction. Because if I'm helping someone else, I don't have to look at how stressful my own life is. And yeah, maybe it's not the most constructive way to deal with your problems, but it is. It's certainly better than some alternatives. I will say that much. Yeah. Helping others is preferable to hurting yourself. Sometimes you need to look at your own life's problems and help yourself the way you would help others. Or you can ask for help. I get that it's so easy to feel isolated these days, but I don't know. I know that there are communities and places out there for everyone. Look at me. I'm super awkward. I'm tall, I say random shit. I remember the most cringeworthy things that I've done across my lifetime. And I think, I don't want to remember that. Not when I'm having such a nice day. Yeah. But I try to put it in perspective. I try to look at those moments and go, oof, I can't believe I was that person. But now I know better. I am not that person anymore. I understand what was unlikable about those aspects of me, and now I understand how I can make friends better. Now I can understand how to adapt and get people to like me more. It is a process, yeah. I don't think I've fully matured out of my cringe stage. Oh, God, until just a few years ago, honestly. I know, it's not exactly a lot to look forward to. And sometimes it is stressful being so self-conscious about what you say and what you do, concerned that people won't like you for it, but there are people out there who will like you for randomness and silly things. It is difficult sometimes picking up on cues when they don't like it, though. And, well, Sometimes good communication is the key. Sometimes you have to ask, am I making you uncomfortable? Am I being a little too weird? And sometimes people are going to be polite and say no, and that's not constructive. And it's hard to take honesty sometimes. But honestly, if it helps you learn more about yourself and how to change so you like yourself better, then I think it's worth learning. Yeah, I know. Other times it's difficult because you feel like people don't like you as a person, but that is not true. People can take issue with little things about you, but they can still like who you are. It's not you they dislike. It's not even your little habits or things they dislike. Sometimes your winning qualities are enough to overcome all of that. Other times it's important to let them feel comfortable around you. And that means them feeling like it's okay to be honest. Yeah. Pent-up resentment ends a lot of relationships and friendships. It's better if you're upfront with the person. I know this isn't exactly helpful to your current situation where you feel like, I don't know, like you have to harm yourself, or like there is no way out but out. But there's always another way. My point is that I'm trying to get across, I guess, in my own roundabout rambling way, is that there's always different ways of approaching solutions? Problems? Yeah, there are different approaches to different aspects in life. Like, take for example, if an enemy is in a foxhole, and they're very dug in, and they've got all angles covered from one entrance, don't use that entrance. You can keep battering down that door as much as you want, but then you're only going to get hit with a hail of bullets. Sometimes that entrance is the only way. So, you need to change tactics. Don't charge in guns blazing. Throw a flashbang or a frag grenade in there. Yeah. Or find another entrance that may not be as well guarded. There are different ways to approach every problem. And if the ways you are approaching this problem, this time in your life, are not working and they are making you feel terrible, try something else. I know this is going to sound weird, but the internet is a wealth of knowledge. And I guarantee you, as stressful as your life is, you are not alone in experiencing these things. There are all sorts of resources out there. YouTube, Reddit, Tumblr, maybe not Facebook. People can get rude on there. Yeah. I guess people can get rude on every website, but there are a lot of resources out there from people who just want to help out. Sometimes the best option is an idea you've never even considered. That's why talking to other people is so helpful. They might have gone through exactly the same thing you have. And granted, while everyone's experiences and coping skills are going to be different, maybe you can, I don't know, hear an idea and that sparks a new idea inside of you. Yeah. It's all a matter of perspective. Your life is hard. I'm not going to say it isn't. I'm not going to belittle you or sugarcoat things. But that doesn't mean that you're alone. That certainly doesn't mean you should give up. Quite the contrary. You need to keep going. You need to fight smarter and harder. You can overcome whatever challenge is before you. And sometimes, the way is blocked. And there's no stopping that. Sometimes we need to seize the means of production and tear down the current power structure. But in the meantime, we just need to do the best we can with what we have. And you are intelligent, smart, and kind. These hardships won't keep you down for long. Even if they feel constant, you will find a way around it. You will find a new tactical approach to take. Sometimes, what you need is a fresh perspective. You need someone else's eyes to look at the problem. Or you need to detach yourself from the situation. It's hard to see the problem when you're inside of it. It's hard to see the way out of a fog if you're smack dab in the middle of it. Or a storm. Or quicksand. Yeah, it's hard to see quicksand when you're buried in it. Yeah, no, quicksand, much less of an issue than what early cartoons led me to believe. But that's a good thing. That's one less thing you have to worry about. I doubt you're going to find any quicksand in your journey. But if you do, just move slowly back in the direction you came, because odds are that direction was safe. And then you can find another way around the quicksand. Yeah, you're going to find your way. I have every confidence in you. So just be strong for me, okay? Be smart. Be tactical and clever like I know you can be. You're going to get through this. And I'm going to be here for you every step of the way to help how I can. Leave the heavy lifting to me. Yeah? So good. All right then, soldier. I think I have sat in this uncomfortable chair for long enough. Let's go do something fun. Yeah? Wunderbar.